Hello and welcome to the Align Research Podcast. Today I'm joined by Peter Francis, who is a non-executive chairman at ADM Energy. How are you today, Peter?
I'm doing fine, Zach. How are you?
Right, we've got some questions for you today. We note on the 14th the lifting at the RJ Field RNS on that we had earlier in the week. When can investors expect the next one?
Well, with stable production at the floating production unit, storage unit, the pump Puffin, we would expect another lifting within the next 3 months. I would add that the FPSO has storage capacity of 750,000 barrels of oil, and therefore the partners do have flexibility on the timing of the next lifting, which provides us with the opportunity to make sure that the price we obtained is the most advantageous market price. We just used this strategy on the last lifting, and we found that we got a better price by storing our equity crude on the vessel and then selling at a time when the prices were higher. And so we avoided selling into that weaker COVID oil price earlier this year.
Okay. Can you elaborate on the partners' plans for RJ in 2021?
Yes, sure. The RJ partners plan to drill a further 3 wells to increase production to 9,000 barrels of oil per day. And we have a field development plan that has been prepared by the operator, Petronor YFP. And the field investment decision is expected to be taken in the first quarter of next year, 2021. And the drilling of the wells will are planned for the fourth quarter of 2021. During that period, we have to obviously look for drilling rigs and get the equipment into the field. I would just add that the RJ field is predominantly a gas resource, and the next development phase is to commercialize the dry gas with a midstream partner. The RJ field is located just 45 kilometers from Lagos offshore, and the West Africa gas pipeline runs through the RJ field, which exports Nigerian gas to nearby Benin, Togo, and Ghana. So we have a number of gas sales options that we're looking at as generators move from diesel to gas-fired power generation. And that development phase will take place in 2023.
Okay, the closure of the EER deal with the stock vesting at 7p was trailed in the RNS earlier this week on Monday. Is it safe to assume investors can expect news on this shortly as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the transfer, what's going on at the moment, the transfer of the title document paperwork from EER to ADM Energy has been submitted to the Department of Petroleum Resources in Nigeria for ministerial approval. And we expect that approval probably within the next month. And as soon as that's received, then the balance of the cash and shares to complete the transaction will be made. And so the acquisition will be finalized. And that basically doubles our production from the asset. And it also effectively doubles our reserves in the field.
At the recent Q&A session, at least an investor Q&A session, a number of potential deals were hinted at that were intimated to be a major step forward for the company. When can investors anticipate an update here?
Well, as I said, we expect to complete the first acquisition, the EER deal, in this coming first quarter, probably in the next month, which does effectively double our revenue interest and reserve base. We also have identified a number of other potential acquisition targets that we're looking to progress, but I'm really not in a position to discuss those timelines at the moment. All I can say is that our new technical team of Daryl McKenna, who's ex-Kosmos, Dr. Sinkindo, who's ex-Shell Nigeria, and Wim Burgers, who's ex-ExxonMobil, have been very busy over the summer visiting data rooms, looking at the potential acquisition targets. And as soon as we're able, we'll be able to update the market on this.
Can you confirm the company has adequate funding at present to carry out its plans without recourse to equity investors?
Yes, we have two funding sources. Firstly, we have a strategic partnership with Trafigura, one of the largest commodity trading groups in the world, and to develop and finance acquisitions. Trafigura is providing $100 million of project financing together with a convertible loan note facility of up to $20 million for acquisition financing. And secondly, we have identified access to a Middle East-based investment vehicle to source and develop investment opportunities in West Africa. So the Trafigura MOU provides project financing in return for rights to lift and market the crude, and the Middle East financing enables us to acquire stakes not just in producing fields, but also in proven undeveloped oil and gas fields in West Africa. So I think with these two funding sources, we're confident that we can fund our acquisitions without further recourse to equity investors.
On an enterprise value to 2P basis, the shares trade at a massive discount to peers. Why is this, and when can we expect a meaningful re-rate?
That's a good question. We fully recognize that we are trading at a steep discount to our peers in terms of enterprise value to 2P. And we feel this is more of a legacy issue from the previous management. If you look at the recent research notes from Align, Fox Davis, and Hybridon, they've all commented on this and noted that the ADM valuation should be higher. Our immediate focus is on driving the business forward. And if we execute our strategy and fulfill our plans on the acquisitions, then I think our valuation will take care of itself. And just to recap that, we have the deal closing in the next month, and this is ahead of the plans to increase production at the Aje field by 3 new wells, increasing production to 9,000 barrels. So I think as soon as we have these strategies implemented, you'll see the valuation improve.
Finally, do you have any other message to ADM shareholders at this point?
Yes, we've had a very busy year under the new leadership of our leadership team and our CEO, Osa Okamina. And we strengthened significantly the board and the management team. Both Osa and I have good knowledge of the geology of Nigeria, West Africa, knowledge of the assets, and experience of how to work with governments and agencies in closing deals. So I think combined with our extensive contacts and experience in West Africa, I think we're well positioned to execute our growth strategy and capture opportunities that exist in the near to medium term. So my advice to shareholders is to hold on to your shares. And I think the next coming few months will be very exciting.
Peter Francis, Non-Executive Chairman, ADM Energy. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. It's been a pleasure.